Earners, what's up? You ever wonder what's around the next corner? What happens if you push just a little further? With Nissan SUVs, you're equipped to take your adventure to unimagined levels. Imagine the possibilities with a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada. Go ahead, find your next big adventure. And while you're out there exploring the unknown, the class-exclusive Google built-in becomes your ultimate co-pilot. No need to fumble with your phone. With Google Assistant, Google Maps, and the Google Play Store integrated into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue, your journey becomes seamless. Ask for directions, stream your adventure playlist, or send messages hands-free, all while keeping your focus on the adventure ahead. This just isn't any drive. It's a journey powered by innovation, where the road less traveled isn't just seen, it's experienced. The 2024 Nissan line aren't just SUVs. They're your gateway to adventure, equipped with the tools you need to explore every corner of the world around you. Nissan, dare to do what others don't. Visit your local Nissan dealer or NissanUSA.com to find out more and take the first step into your next adventure today.
So how'd you get into the pharmacy side?
So the pharmacy side, when I was, so initially when I started out, I was in a smaller space, 600 square feet. Then I moved. I had to move because we're growing and we're getting bigger. I moved into pretty much a rat trap. It was like rats and roaches everywhere, but it was large and it was space enough that I needed. I had three children at this time.
This is for the equipment still?
No, this is while the equipment. Yeah, for the equipment. So I had three children at the time. I'm at CVS. And my son, who seemed to predict my future, the one I was talking about, my freshman in high school right now, he said, "Mom, why don't you get one of these?" And I looked at him. I said, "You always think so highly of your poor old mama." And a year later, he told me I should do it, and I did it. A year later, I was opening my first pharmacy.
What was the thing that he said you should get one of these? A pharmacy.
I should get one of these. So, CVS.
Like a CVS.
Yes.
So what was the process of opening your pharmacy?
So the process was, first I had to hire a pharmacist, which is, you know, pharmacists make a lot of money. And so I found the first black pharmacist that's in the area. He was not working at the time. He's older. And so I had to negotiate his salary all the way down because I didn't want to spend a whole bunch of money while I'm trying to get to a space that I need to be in. And so you got the buildings built out, everything, all the structure in place. Then you apply for a state license. And then after state approves you, then you apply for DEA. And then you go through an interview process. And then at this point, then you can order the drugs that you need.
And that was in Florida?
That's in Florida.
And the first pharmacy was in the equipment?
Yes.
Same location?
Same location.
So you just thought that you could just, it would just make sense to open a pharmacy because you're already doing medical equipment?
Yes. So my thought process with that, medical equipment, my patients are homebound, most of them, most of which are on medication. So pharmacy, the way that I do all business, one has to feed the other. I don't do anything independently. I stay in my lane. So medical equipment feeds pharmacy. Pharmacy feeds medical equipment. I later added scrubs because the providers are the ones who refer the business over to me. And then so when they come in to look for the scrubs really don't make much money. But then they can see that we have pharmacy. We provide great service. We have medical equipment. And those are the people who brings in. So now I have three business that is in one location with one overhead, not three separate overheads.
So you're just like a one-stop shop?
Yes.
There's 15 businesses, though.
Yes.
I'm thinking if there's three in one. Well, I got a couple of questions. The first thing, are the medical equipment, are they renting that equipment or are they owning that?
Most are rentals. So if they go through insurance,
yeah,
most are rentals. Your bill is rentals. After 13 months, then they own it outright.
After 13 months?
Yes.
Okay. And the second part is 15 businesses. How are you managing time, right? Because you got your mother, you got these businesses, they're lucrative. How are you managing time throughout this process? Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm thinking to myself, yeah, one business, my son says, hey, I should get a CVS. I'm wondering if I walk into CVS the next time my son will say that, I don't know, right? And he's just like, I can imagine you seeing things and you're saying, all right, I think I can do that. Like, how are you acquiring businesses? How are you managing time?
I don't know how managing time, really just God, because that's the only thing I can think of. I came home from Greece, when was it? Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to manage spending time with the kids. They got to have their tea time and their story time every night at 7 o'clock. And I'm on the phone with such and such, and I'm doing this. I don't know how I do it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I only select things that are important that can move my needle. If it doesn't move the needle, there's no reason for me to be there. I don't do a lot of networking now because there's not really a lot of need for me to do a lot of networking events. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not doing a speaking engagement, I'm really not showing up at an event because the time that I have is for the children. Yeah. And I love the time that I have with them. So those are my personal time, and that's how I manage it. And I have an amazing staff.
Yeah.
So all right. So this pharmacy situation, what's the business model behind this? So you buy the drugs, mm-hmm. right? From who you buy drugs from?
Our wholesale, different wholesalers. So you have Cardinal, you have McKesson. My specific wholesaler is McKesson.
So these are like just labs that just make drugs?
They're wholesalers that buy it from the pharmaceutical company, and then they sell it to the distributors like us, like Bailey's Pharmacy.
Pharmaceutical company makes drugs. Merck. These companies mm-hmm. Make drugs. Pfizer, they make drugs. Mm-hmm. The distribution company buys it from Merck and Pfizer.
Yes.
You, on the retail side, buy it from the distribution company.
Yes.
Personal clients and doctors buy it from you.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
That's the chain of events.
Yes.
And everybody's making money in between this whole situation.
Yes.
Okay. So you get licensed, you have to get all the certification, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. And now you're buying these drugs, right? Now, who's the main source of revenue? Or is it walk-up clients, or are you selling to doctors and hospitals?
I sell to both. So I have a government division that sells to, and the government division covers the hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, practices, and then I have the pure retail customers. So the clients that come over from doctor's office, the doctor sends over that patient needs Prozac. Then we process the order, we deliver it to the patient. So that's pretty much the methodology in which we use.
So 30, I've stopped at the age, right? Because I know at 35 is a big number. 35 is a big number, and there's a big word that is attached to that. I don't want to use the word, but on our phone call, you did say the word billionaire.
You did.
You did say that. I did. And I thought it was important that you said it because I want people to feel inspired that it's something that's attainable. And kind of the reason when we spoke, I said, your story needs to be told. Young ladies need to hear it. Young men need to hear it. Especially young women from the islands need to hear it, that there's somebody that is super successful at what they're doing, and it has nothing to do with athletics. Like growing up, you hear Michael Lee Chin and you think that's it, and I'm like, no, there's somebody else. So as you're approaching this number, I mean, what is that like, right? You're seeing the revenue come in. You're super disciplined when it comes to finance, and you're approaching a milestone that very few reach, especially that look like us. What's the mindset as that's approaching?
So money has never been my focus, believe it or not. Even though I'm super disciplined with it, it's always been about the next thing. What is the next thing that I could be great at? Mm-hmm. What is the next thing that I can do to help someone or to build my portfolio? So when I learned that I became a billionaire.
You didn't even know.
I did not know. I knew I was getting close, but I didn't know that I was there. And so I was standing in my closet and my trust attorney called and I said, you know, I need to get you to do da da da. And he says, honey, I'm no longer able to service you. And I said, why? He says, well, your net worth is over $1 billion now and you need someone else that deals with extreme high net worth individuals. And I was like, oh, okay. And that was my response. It didn't move me because there's a greater cause. There is a greater cause. My job and my role and the reason why God has chosen me to be in this place is to help other people. And it kind of comes right back to teaching. So I'm in the role of teaching now, even though my mom said I could not teach, but I teach in a different capacity now. And my scholarship kids are near and dear to my soul mm-hmm. because they're all young girls, young women, and I have some males as well that look like me mm-hmm. who are striving for greatness. And I believe my role in their lives and in most women's lives is to help them to elevate to the next level.
Well, that's, That's amazing. I want to talk about this quest that you're on the philanthropy side, but I want to go back to the business if we can for a minute. Pharmacies. How many pharmacies do you have?
At the moment, I have 7, and I'm in the process of opening 6 more.
So what's more lucrative, the pharmacies or the equipment?
The equipment.
The equipment?
Yes.
That's the bread and butter?
Yes.
Pharmacies are like side dish?
Yes.
Side dish, appetizer, like big side dish?
It's big side dish.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Scrubs is like asparagus.
We might touch that. Okay, gotcha.
So when the plans of scaling, is it the primary focus is scaling equipment business?
There's not necessarily my, so I always, whenever I am scaling up, I always started with medical equipment first. And initially what I did was I always made sure medical equipment was making money that can afford pharmacy, because someone had to pay the bill and it wasn't going to come from Florida store when New York is operating. So I started medical equipment. It's making money. Now I open pharmacy and add to it. Now I just open both because the company is making so much money now. So it's always medical equipment first, add pharmacy and scrubs at the same time. So that's pretty much what the methodology in which I use now.
Is there another, I guess, something in the supply chain? You got the pharmacies, you got the medical equipment, you got scrubs. Is there another piece that you're looking at, like, oh, we can add that to the portfolio and really just blow this thing out the water?
Yes, so there's another huge piece, actually. The first big piece is I actually own my pharmaceutical company, which makes the generics. So the generics are, instead of buying these generics from another wholesaler, I make them myself, so our profit margin are significantly more. The other part that's huge is my real estate side. So I buy the building. Usually it's multi-tenant. So the tenants would pay the mortgage if there's one, and I rent the space from my company to my other company. And so that's the biggest part. And my real estate portfolio is the biggest part of my portfolio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.